Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Republicans want me to go back into addiction. I'm going to stay strong for my father. Oh, stop it already. Just stop it with this stuff. Just a weaponization of addiction here to excuse everything this guy's done. So does that mean when someone is addicted, the laws don't apply? Now, of course, you could argue in certain ways, shapes, or forms, there might be mitigation, but maybe not. If Hunter Biden's addicted, gets into a car, he's high, and he runs someone over, I don't think it's mitigated. I think it's worse. So it depends. But constantly, this tension. And you heard what Dan found from Chuck Todd, and then the Rachel Scott, the empathy card.
Ooh, I have more from Todd.
Here's more from Chuck Todd.
So here's Todd saying that it's Biden's choice. He chose not to shut down the Hunter prosecution, propping that up.
Oh, God.
Think this. It hurts Trump. Hard stop. You don't know if these things help Biden at all, but it certainly hurts Trump because I think his rhetoric about a rigged system really works against him when you look at all of the supposed advantages that the Bidens had in this case, right? It was a person that was appointed by Merrick Garland. As Claire McCaskill pointed out, Joe Biden had the power to stop this if he chose to. If he chose to pervert the rule of law, he could have done that, but he chose not
How?
To do that.
How would he have
this
done
was
that?
A Delaware jury who the Bidens have won. Biden has won many election in that state. And we know all of those are registered voters. Perhaps all of them or most of them have voted for a Biden at least once in their life. And that still showed you that the rule of law was able to stay above the political fray. So, look, I think the most important thing to come out of today is the American system. I challenge you to find me another country where their leader's son or daughter at the moment would be prosecuted like this, the way it happened here.
Okay, let's do the true on this. And I don't have every inch of it in front of me. How long did they drag their feet to any number of crimes were past the statutory limitation? Andy McCarthy was as level-headed as anybody on my show several times, talking about the foot-dragging that's going on constantly with this guy over year after year. They had a fixed plea deal. And what happened? The judge sniffed it out in this case. And this federal judge is the hero. This is the John Sirica Watergate reference that sniffed it out and stopped it here. That's what happened. That's the only reason this happened. My goodness. Oh, yes. Dan has Claire McCaskill now. Let's see what kind of brew she has.
Just was curious as to how you see the impact of this.
Yeah, you know, contrast is everywhere. And I hope that those voters that will make a difference, particularly in the swing states, are paying attention to the contrast. You had Donald Trump giving a speech over the weekend that was bizarre, a rant about sharks and nonsense. And then you had President Biden at a cemetery in France celebrating those heroes that gave their life to fight tyranny and support freedom of the world. And now here's another contrast. And as Andrew pointed out and others have pointed out, you have a president who doesn't interfere, doesn't pardon his friends, doesn't lambast the rule of law, even though he had the power to stop this prosecution against his own son.
How did he have the power to do that? How much more did they do? Now, Merrick Garland here, though, Dan, you know, as much as there are problems with Merrick Garland, has done a couple of times things here that are going to get him fired. He won't be in the second term. He's the one that put Robert Hur in there to interview Biden on the classified documents that Biden definitely made money off of with his biographer, and talked about the fact he's well-meaning, but he doesn't know where he is. So I can't attack Merrick Garland on this one. But the foot-dragging that went on, that's exactly what they were playing out, and they were stopped by this judge. And here, it's got to come back to Trump. This is very reminiscent of what I played you with Josh Shapiro. Shapiro yesterday on the Jen Psaki show telling us that he's tired of Trump running down the country, whining against the country. This is a great country. Like, we don't know that? Like, we're not? No, you're not stealing that away from us, buddy. You're part of the party that doesn't believe it. You know it. We all know it.
The hits keep flying. I got Andrew Weissman if you want to hear.
Oh, the all-timer, the guy who says he has a man crush, a bro hug for Judge Marchand. Here's Andrew Weissman.
I'm more interested in what it tells us about the rule of law in this country in two ways. One, the son of the sitting president was pretty quickly tried. He was given due process and he was found guilty. And you have the current president, the father of the defendant, making it absolutely clear that he is not pardoning him, that he could have ordered at any time his Justice Department to get rid of this case. He did not do that. He has said that he is not planning on pardoning him as well. And I really think that if you look at this case, what is the big picture here? It's not a drug addict who possessed a gun for 2 weeks. It is that you have a president of the United States who is living embodiment of the rule of law, even with respect to his only living son.
Only living son. Nice play there, Bo Biden. You know, Hunter, Dan, is my only living son. Have I told you about Bo Biden today? That poor guy, who by all accounts was a good American, served, volunteered, military, the whole thing, used shamelessly by these Bidens, right? The one, I don't know which one I'd love to interview, no holds barred on this, Dr. Jill Biden or Hunter Biden's wife. Oh, my God. But Hunter Biden said, Dan, after the verdict, that beating addiction is possible by the grace of God, and I get gifts of this every day. You know, am I supposed to believe this? Are we supposed to just... No. Do you have it? Okay.
No, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a written statement or he said it at the courthouse. Boy, instead of a day where finally some sense of justice, and really, this is not the trial. The trial is going to be the tax case on September 5th. And the reason for that is, I mean, I have to look at it in detail. I think it will bank shot somehow or another into all the business dealings, where that money came from, et cetera, and all the people that have talked about that. That's what we're really concerned about. Dan, you had something?
Just a little upset. I'm looking at some footage of, you know, Hunter leaving the courtroom and all. And he left the courtroom holding both the hands of the wife or girlfriend and Jill.
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of weird to hold your mom's hand when you're that age?
Yeah, I don't know.
Would you be holding your mother's hand walking out of court, though?
Yeah, well, did he have the Bible with him today, too? Oh, my goodness. Come on. We're not going to weaken on this. We're not the people that did. You don't deserve any of this. You haven't proven anything in your life. If you are over your addiction and all that, great. We always celebrate that. But the notion of spinning this, see, Trump, what are you complaining about the justice system for? Well, we're complaining because in the real world, we look at apples to apples. And this is apples to ping pong balls of cocaine, I guess, is what was said the other day.
Hunter's my heart. And Hunter's been through some tough times, but he's fighting. He's fighting. He's never given up. He's the most honorable, decent person I know.
Yeah, consorting with the former wife of your brother and this other woman and the phony artwork and the ping pong ball size of cocaine the other day. No, you're not going to push us around. You're not going to push back on us. There may be people listening that say, oh, my God, look at yourself, Dom. Give me a break here. Don't you have any compassion, any sympathy? No, not for this family. None. There is none to be given here. It's all ridiculous what's going on here. And comparing this to the Trump case, let's get to that. What's the difference? The difference is the Trump case, aside from the juries and all, and even the judges. By the way, this judge in this case allowed the laptop to be introduced as evidentiary toward addiction, but did not allow salacious material to go on day after day with it, as Judge Marchand did with Stormy Daniels and others. Things that had nothing to do with anything that were put in to rub Trump in the dirt again. They didn't do that with Hunter Biden. And the charges were created by taking alleged federal crimes and manipulating them into all those state crimes. That's a big difference. That's what the difference is here. The judge here, as far as I can tell, by all accounts, was what you want in a judge. And the jury, despite all the pressure of being in Delaware, just saw this as clearly. This was a clear thing. It only turned on. Was Hunter Biden using drugs? Was he involved with drugs at that point? Now, if we want to change the law and remove some gun control restrictions on something like that, let's have that debate. You know, how would we want a person to answer that truthfully? What kind of metrics would we use for them to determine that they can't have a weapon because of drugs? I think reasonable people, Second Amendment people, say, yeah, let's have that debate. But that's not what this is about. This is not about the Second Amendment and them wanting to give up. They've created more and more and more laws on this, so they have no ground to stand on. This was not a concocted case. Neither is the tax case. This guy has gotten away with stuff that the average person would not for years. All right, we'll bring you more, though. And I like what we've been able to expose here with Chuck Todd and the others, how somehow or another this undercuts Trump. They'll always find a way how it bank shots to knocking Trump out of business versus I don't see damage to Joe Biden here. No, nobody said anything. I mean, it's his son, Hunter, who was the addict that was engaged in this stuff. So I'm not impugning Biden. I'm just glad that Hunter Biden is facing justice for once. I don't understand how we're supposed to ignore what this guy has been doing. All right, 855-839-1210. Dan, any other good ones on Twitter as far as what's that advice? Oh, Robert M. Ben Salem. I'll give you this one first. Old school. Our fathers got the old school advice when they finished school. Get a job. Rent is due on the first of the month. Ah. Get out. What's yours?
I got David on Twitter. David Rossi. So it's an Italian last name. So I don't know what he means here. But he says, never trust an Italian. I'll cut your finger off for a dollar. Sell it back to you for $1.50, Dom.
Oh, man. This guy Rossi has to be investigated. I don't know if that's a true Italian there. Yeah, we have to take that. Send some of the boys over to investigate that.
Now do you get it on Twitter. Says, it's a dog-eat-dog world and you have milk-bone underwear. Get tough with yourself, plan, invest, and wise up.
So they want to put speed cameras on Broad Street. Dan, they say that the Roosevelt Boulevard speed cameras / red light cameras are working. But there's a problem. More than 34,900 violations were not enforced from March 2022 to February 2023. per the most recent report on the cameras. Want to guess the reason why they were not enforced?
Why?
They could not view the license plate. So,
yeah.
we're gonna go after all these people, right? Bothering them with more nonsense, more stuff, etc. And yet at the same time, we have people routinely driving around the city without a license plate, with the phony tags or something that obscures it in some way, shape, and form, all kinds of devices where people cannot view the license plate. This is the problem right there. Why should everyone else get ticketed? Why are we going to go through all this now? We've been through this before with the red light cameras, etc. Why are we going to do that when you have 34,000 that are obscured, that you can't get a look at what they're doing? Why go down that path? 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Unbelievable. 34,000 violations. Those are $100 each. So let's multiply that out. What's that, about $3.4 million roughly? Why? They can do it. Can't stop them. Driving equity law. All right, let's go to Brian in Philly. Brian's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Dom. How are you?
Good.
Just on the Hunter Joe Biden thing. Isn't it starting to look like that they let him get convicted on this so that Joe can come out and say, I had to put family in front of country and pardon him, and then that gets Joe off the hook on the pending tax case in the fall, and it makes an orderly space for the Democrats to put somebody else in there once they figure out what to do with Kamala?
Brian, look, I could be completely wrong on this, but I don't believe the world works that way. You're not going to move past Kamala Harris. She's not going anywhere, A. And B, to go through all these types of things just so Joe Biden's... I know it defies logic, but Joe Biden should have resigned and never run for the second term. He was already cognitively... It's only November. It's not that many months ago. He couldn't do it at that point. He couldn't do it when he started, pretty much. So I still don't see how you're going to get Biden out of the race.
I don't know. I think they let him run for the second term because they probably...
I don't know. Again, I'm a contrarian on the... I guess it's this power game of Biden getting out. I want Biden to stay in. I think Biden is eminently beatable. You know, I don't see, unless you think that you're going to get past Kamala Harris in some way, shape, or form, and if Michelle Obama is going to get into the race, then I would agree. Then I don't think Biden can withstand that. But there's no indication. You got to understand, if Michelle Obama were making a move here, the Obamas in some way, shape, or form, putting it out there, we would hear it. They would want you to hear it. You'd be hearing it a lot more. They would have stopped them before now to give her a better chance. They wouldn't wait to the convention. I know it's shocking. You see him last night at Juneteenth to see this, but it's a weird thing. They want to stay. They don't want to leave. And you're not going to get past Kamala Harris. It's just, Dan, you're still on that pizza, though. The last guy reaffirmed you. He added some stuff to it.
I think we're discrediting the DNC a little bit. If we don't think they're smart enough to realize that they have absolutely no shot in November.
Well, I don't think that's the case. I think Biden's still their best shot. Who's the better shot here? Other than Michelle Obama, which we don't see anything like that at. Yeah, I would agree with
that. The person
that
I brought up the other day, I mean, I think she would do really well with suburban women, which is a thing that right. I think Trump is winning right now because of Biden's incompetency. Someone like Stacey Abrams, who's a nobody on the, you know, national level right now, but if right. they brought somebody in that they can try to sell right. as you know, a competent and a very, you know, humble individual, which she's not, because we know her deeply. But if they can sell that to the general populace, I do think they'd have a much better shot than running a guy who's bumbling out there on Juneteenth like Joe Biden.
Well, if we can't beat Stacey Abrams, she couldn't beat that guy Kemp.
Yeah.
In Georgia, yeah. when Georgia was going her way. Now,
there are so many people out there, when you ask them, what are your thoughts on politics? Right. They just respond, I want normalcy again.
Right.
And if they can present someone like Stacey Abrams or Gavin Newsom as that path to, quote, normalcy, then
right.
It screws Donald Trump.
Okay.
Which we know he is the path to normalcy, but that's not what they're going to sell.
All right. I got you. But my point is, you're still going to have to jump past then Kamala Harris. And I just think the mantra of the Democrat Party is not going to allow.
Right. What I respond to you there, though, is Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
You know, if they have a Hillary Clinton in mind, it didn't matter what Bernie Sanders thought, wanted, or did, or how he sold himself to an audience. They got their own person in there.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders is a progressive, but he's a white guy.
Yeah, but I mean, they wanted Hillary to run against Trump, so they shoved right. Bernie out of the way and put Hillary in there. You don't think they shoved Kamala right out of the way and put someone they want in there?
Okay, I'm still sticking on that part of the bet. I think the DEI every second is what they talk about and live. Clyburn would be the decider there. If it's Michelle Obama, then yeah. This is fun, though. This is going to go forward. I could be the one come August going, oh, my God, why didn't I see this? Reality tells me they don't want to give it up. Joe Biden, and there's this whole group of people in the White House that we played you last night, Biden at Juneteenth. They have untrammeled power in the White House right now that they're never going to get with anybody else. They're going to fight like hell to stay there, too. And that means keep Biden in there. All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. Don't forget the side question. Hit us with your advice to that graduate.
Also, good question on Twitter. Did they get the date wrong for Juneteenth? Like, why'd they have that event yesterday when it's
on
the 19th?
Probably something to do with their, well, he's got to take the weekend off. I would have guessed it has something to do with their
Wednesday.
Scheduling.
Like, they can do it on the 19th.
Right, their fundraising and all that stuff. That's the only thing I can think of. Right. Why wouldn't they do it on Wednesday, which is the national holiday? I don't know, the Hunter Biden trial? God knows. Two potential senators. Well, one is Senator Joni Ernst from Iowa, which is always a bellwether of what's happening, will be with us, and candidate for Senate in the race that could determine who controls the U.S. Senate, which is all important. Dave McCormick with us. They're both in the area here for a rally, other events. Let's go to Dave McCormick first. Hey, Dave, welcome back. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for bringing Senator Ernst with you.
Oh, I'm so glad to have her with us today in Pennsylvania. We got a busy schedule, but it's all focused on taking back the country and getting a Republican majority. And I think everybody recognizes Pennsylvania is so critical to the future of the country. And, you know, we're talking about how to shake up Washington. And the senator's got a great reputation for doing that, fiscal conservatism, and how to get our economy back on track and get inflation in check, and how to secure the border, all things which Joe Biden has been a disaster on, and Bob Casey's voted with him 99% of the time. So I'm so glad to have her here. We're friends, and it's a great opportunity to really have a, you know, one of our most prominent leaders in the country here in Pennsylvania.
Dave, one of the things that I think is a tell, if it gets out there widely enough, and we've tried to talk about it, I know you've mentioned it, the Casey name, it's starting to fade a little bit. I mean, that's the only thing the guy has. Nice enough guy, but that's what he has. I don't think the Caseyites still out there are going to think the father would put out what the son put out, saying we're overdoing it when we talk about males in female sports and what's going on. That is a real error. I don't get the audience that Casey thinks he's playing to there.
Absolutely. What's happened is that over time, in 18 years in the Senate, Bob Casey has gotten out of step with Pennsylvanians. So whether it's his position of advocating biological males being able to compete against biological females, I've got six daughters. This is a critical point for me. Whether it's his weak position on Israel and his unwillingness to step up and say that Summerlee is anti-Semitic and that pull back his endorsement whether it's his position on a whole range of spending, whether it's his opposition to oil and gas development in Pennsylvania, he is out of step with Pennsylvania. And I think you're right. I think if Bob Casey Sr. were alive, he would not believe it. And as our Commonwealth has become more conservative and it's becoming increasingly red, Bob Casey has leaned into the progressive left part of his party, and that's why he's out of touch. And this is, I don't think the name can help him. I think he's voted 99% of the time with Joe Biden. He doesn't have anything to point to his success, and he's out of step with Pennsylvanians, and I think that's why I'm going to win in November.
Dave, where will you and Senator Ernst be for listeners who want to come and see you today?
Well, we're going to be in Northeast Philadelphia for the next two events. We're going to do an event at Academy Road, 9130, Cancer Volk Fest for a discussion about shaking up government. Then we're going to go to Bucks County, Doylestown, and we're going to have three events in Doylestown. We're going to have a Bucks County GOP grassroots event at the GOP headquarters. We're going to stop by and have some refreshments at Chambers, a good bar in Doylestown, and then we're going to go to a final reception at Ventresca.
Wait a minute, Ventresca, Dave, come on now. I didn't know you were a Ventresca guy dressing. My God, the suits, the whole thing. Oh, yes.
The Ventrescas are hosting, so we're going to have a great event there. And I'm glad to have the senator with me, and people are excited to see her, and so they're coming out.
Absolutely. By the way, is Joni Ernst keeping the Diet Coke score that Dave McCormick goes through every day?
You know, we just got on the bus. She'll keep the count.
Dom, I'm going to tell you, two so far.
Well, wait a minute. That's pretty good. So we have some days we've had them on. Go ahead.
Well, but I've only been with Dave about an hour and a half.
Make sure there's a lot of restroom stops. That's
only on
a lot
track
of coke.
For 22 today.
Yeah, I think that's on track for at least double figures. By the way, did you, Senator Ernst with us, did you play in the congressional game last night?
Hey, that's tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow night.
So, yes, there are two of us senators that play congressional baseball. It's Eric Schmidt of Missouri, and let me clarify, two Republican senators that play. And I use the term very loosely when I say that I play baseball. I'm actually there for comedic relief, but I have a lot of fun with the fellas, and we're going to take the field tomorrow night. This will be our fourth win, I am predicting, against the Democrats in Washington, D.C., and not coincidentally, this is my fourth year playing on congressional
baseball. There you go. Who is the number one pitcher for the congressional Republicans?
We will start off with Congressman Greg Stube of Florida. Stube is a phenomenal pitcher. And then
sounds like a ringer. Okay, yes.
Oh, man, he is good. And then we have also got another fabulous pitcher, and it is August Pfluger, congressman from Texas. And let me tell you, those boys, they have arms. So look out, Democrats.
All right, that sounds good. Now, you are noted in leadership as someone, as Dave McCormick just said, who wants to shake things up, particularly the unbelievable spending. What I wanted to know from you, though, the contrast that Dave's trying
going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Trying to make, as you know, for listeners, Bob Casey is the one that put into Joe Biden's mouth and ears shrinkflation and Snickers bars and all that. How do we get the baked-in inflation in an efficient way so that Americans can go back to some normalcy? What are the key things to contrast versus what the Democrats are saying is more of the same?
Oh, my gosh. You know, it starts very simply. Stop spending unnecessary money. So I'm going to give you one example, and it is President Biden's student loan debt repayment. Let's stop right there. So I'm from Iowa. I was blessed to go to a four-year institution. I went to Iowa State University. My little brother, he didn't have that opportunity. He went straight into the workforce. So now you are telling me, President Joe Biden, that my brother, who is a union laborer on the railroad, that he is now paying off the debt of someone that is probably receiving a six-figure salary on Wall Street. Is that fair that my brother, who didn't have that opportunity, is paying off somebody
exactly.
else's student loan?
Yeah, exactly.
Now
you
stop spending money if you don't have to.
You're also the ranking member on the Senate Small Business Committee. And when you look at, again, Bob Casey, I've been around a lot. I think still a nice guy, you know, and you probably think that also. But no experience outside just being the person who was lucky to have Bob Casey, the last good Democrat in Pennsylvania, anyhow, as the dad. What would a McCormick bring to that with his business background?
Well, again, it's the shakeup, and it's what Dave just talked about. We've got to shake Washington, D.C. up. You know, complacency has no place in Washington, D.C. Our economy has shifted under President Joe Biden. Our small businesses are suffering. And I see this not only in my home state of Iowa, but I hear about it as the ranking member on small business. All of those regulations that President Biden has pumped out and that other senators like Senator Casey have supported have cost our small businesses over $400 billion in regulatory costs. This is creating havoc with our small mom-and-pop shops, and we've got to stop it. Dave is going to come in and bring some common sense into the Senate. We really need to get back to supporting our small businesses, creating an opportunity to grow. Whether you are a big business, a small business, we need to see a stronger economy. And Dave, with his business background, that's exactly what he is going to take to the United States Senate in Washington, D.C.
Senator, thank you. Thanks for your leadership, too, and thanks for your commentary on the Biden administration, both directly and indirectly, if you know what I mean. Thank you.
You betcha. Thanks so much for the time today.
And Dave McCormick, thank you, Dave. Again, you'll be in Northeast Philadelphia, then you'll be in various places in Doylestown tonight and Ventresca.
Yes, sir. And if people want to find out more about me, it's DaveMcCormickPA.com. And Dom, it's always great to be on your show. Thank you for having us, and have a great day.
Thank you guys very much. Dave McCormick and Senator Joni Ernst. Republicans, I think it's, is it tomorrow night? Next night. are
tomorrow night.
Yeah, favored substantially here. I don't know who pitches for the Democrats. God only knows what it must be like. Is they running AOC out there?
She's not on the team, Dom.
Does any member of the squad play baseball? I can't imagine.
I am looking at the team here. I don't see any members of the squad, no.
Any local? Dan, by the way, so I don't forget, because I have
Crystal Luzio is a local.
I want to take a shot at a couple of Republicans, Dan, and they're welcome to call you anytime and come on. We told listeners it yesterday. If you're in the suburbs particularly, the Democrats forced through. It was 107-94 in the House. This huge spending bill, billions and billions and billions of dollars. They cut cyber charters. They don't want vouchers. How is it 107-94? Well, that means any number of Republicans, Dan, voted for them, voted to spend this money. Two of them are on notice. I don't know this guy, Tom Hogan. Joe Hogan, I'm sorry. He's a Democrat, Republican.
Hogan?
Yeah, Huck Hogan's son is here in Bucks County, Joe Hogan. And Casey Tomlinson, I believe she's the daughter of another.
Ladanian Tomlinson.
Yes, of another Republican that was out there in the suburbs forever that was suspect. Either one can call in and tell us.
Not Ladanian.
Because your vote is not hidden here on the Dom Giordano Show. These two Republicans, they're the only two local I could find. I believe seven of them either didn't show up or voted to spend your money to give Philadelphia $241 million more next year. And I think it's $1.5 billion over 7 years, more money to waste. Why would two Republicans in Bucks County sign off? Because they think they can get away with it. And because internally, somehow or another, the Democrats are going to give them something. So Dan's not going to track you down, Joe Hogan and KC Tomlinson.
I can if you want me to.
No, let's see if they'll call in. I'll give them until tomorrow to say, yeah, I'd like to be on until this big mouth. He doesn't want school kids across Pennsylvania to have a good education. No, I want them to have vouchers, charter schools, and the like. You voted to give billions and billions more. This is the state Supreme Court decision. Republicans resist it. They're going to resist it in the Senate. You're the ones that are going to be taxed. The constituents of Hogan and Tomlinson out in Bucks County, why should they pay more for the idiocy that goes on here in Philadelphia, Norristown, Reading, places like that? Why should they have to pay for the William Penn School District more, billions more? Why? Why would these two do it? Because they think they can get away with it. How many people knew that? I went back and I always look at the bill. And I see 107-94, and I say to myself, how many Republicans voted with these Democrats? Some of them just didn't show up, which is abysmal. This is a big vote. And others voted with them. We'd love to hear from them. We'll give them a prime spot, Dan. Let them both come on at once. I want to hear why we're wrong. What is it that would make you waste our money like this? Really, if you're out there in Bucks County, I'm not sure where their districts are. I know they're in Bucks County, but I don't know the parameters. Why do that? 855-839-1210. Wait a minute. Bill Pascrell, I thought it was Parcells, is the coach of the Democrats.
No, Pascrell.
Oh, he's one of the most obnoxious Democrats. So that guy, you know.
Play baseball, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I'd like to see the rules, Dan, at the beginning of the game with this guy when they come out. Well, it might be a rubar. Who's the umpire? That's what I want.
I don't know. Linda Sanchez is a co-coach, though, from California.
God.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited for this thing, man. I'm going to be tuning in and drinking some beers, making some bets. Jared Moskovitz is playing in it.
Yeah, Joni Ernst in it.
Will there be any beanballs?
I don't know, but the Rand Paul was pretty good. He played. I remember that because he was at the practice when, sadly, people got shot at, Steve Scalise and others, by a Bernie Sanders advocate.
You think Byron Donalds is good?
I don't see that. No.
Really?
No, I don't.
No?
I don't see him covering a lot of territory.
I can see him being a power hitter, just knocking one straight out of the park.
Yeah, he might, but I don't see what position. He's a designated hitter. You that guy covering a lot of territory? I don't
How
see
How great
it.
Would it be if Byron Donalds came out with a Trump-decorated bat and hit a home run
yeah,
with it?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe Wesley Hunt. I see him more, Dan, as somebody.
Not playing.
Yeah.
Not playing.
They're not playing.
No.
No cognac.
Rich McCormick is, though. He's one of the ones that jumped out of the plane for D-Day.
And he's the one that really went after Garland, Merrick Garland, I think, last week. Okay. No, Fauci. He's the one that went after Fauci.
There is a Bean playing ball, Aaron Bean.
Okay. I don't see too many locals in this game. 855-839-1210. If you know either one of those representatives, we'd like to know, why would you vote with Democrats? I mean, the burden's on you. Billions of dollars are involved. They don't even know how many billions they're asking for because they got that Supreme Court decision that said these kids in school districts like Philadelphia are not learning because not enough money is being spent. It's up to you to spend it out in the suburbs. That's where the money is. They're coming after you. Why would two of them vote for it? Under what grounds? Do they really believe that that is the secret to it, or that the Norristown's even a worse school district, I think? 855-839-1210.
Can I clean up some things?
Yes.
Michael says, because we asked, why is the Juneteenth celebration for Biden this past yesterday? He says he's in Italy next week for G7. That's why, probably. And then also, CABS has a great nickname for Bob Casey.
And that is?
Cicada Casey. You only see him once every 6 years.
God. He is a very nice guy, though, Dan. I've been around him. I got to say that. But you talk about living off the father, who was the last moderate Democrat. They wouldn't even let talk about abortion. And he told me his father would be proud when he supported Obama on abortion versus, I guess it was McCain at that point. And the reason being, Obama would give women more stuff. They wouldn't get abortions. How did that work out?
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.